वंदेहम श्री गुरु वरम श्री रूपानुगप्रवरम रज्रास्रसिकम च नारायणं तम्रपन्नम श्री गुरु चरणम वंदे रमण पृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदिगौर भक्तवृंद जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So first of all, I offer my Sashtanga Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedanta Sri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev, Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedanta Sri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev, to entire Rupana Gaurya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to our Guardians. So Vaishnavas have asked three questions in particular. The first is, what is the difference between the Sakya Bhav of Braj and the Gauravmai Sakya of the other associates of Krishna, like Arjuna and the Pandavas? No. And the second question is, what is the difference between the Parakya Bhav of the Vrajadevis and the Sakya Bhav of the Dwaraka Mahishis? And the third question is, what is the speciality of Vrajendranandan Shamsundar in this way? So all these days we've been observing this question and answer sessions now, like in Ishtagosti. So here we like the first day we heard about the speciality of Krishna's birth. Why is Krishna considered to be born in Braj and not Mathura? So here we see that Sukadeva Goswami actually, he mentions some reasons. If we see, why did Sukadeva Goswami not clearly say that Krishna was born in Gokul? Why did he say that he appeared in Mathura and so much confusion? Why? No. In some shlokas it is said like this, Naumidite Abhravapuseta Didambaraya. There it said in the end, Pashupankajaya, then Nandastha Atmaja Utpanne. But why not clearly that Krishna appeared in, Krishna was born in Gokul? Why so much confusion? Because you see, who is Parikshit? Parikshit Maharaj, who is he? He is the son of Abhimanyu and Uttara Devi. So therefore we see that Abhimanyu, who is he? Abhimanyu is the son of Subhadra. And Subhadra is the younger sister of Dwarakadhish Krishna. So therefore, Sukadeva Goswami was thinking that if I speak to him from this side, from this perspective, automatically Parikshit, his love and affection for Krishna will automatically increase. And then again, if you see from his father's side also, who is Abhimanyu? You see, Abhimanyu's father, who is he? It's Arjun. And Arjun is the cousin of Krishna. No, he's the cousin of Krishna. Because we see, the Arjun is from the Pandu family. Pandu comes from Puru. And Krishna comes from the Yadavas, Jadu. So they say they're related. So they say even from his mother's side and from his father's side, there's this connection with Krishna. Because we see, the Pandavas and the Kauravas are related. Because previously, Jayati Maharaj, he was married to Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya. And anyhow, he was married to her, but Devayani had a maidservant called Sumishta. So Sumishta, she, what did she do? She attracted Jayati and she begot a son from him. So therefore, Devayani was very angry. And she went to her father, Shukracharya. He said, oh, look what he is doing, your son-in-law, enjoying with another lady. So immediately Shukracharya, he cursed Jayati. You like enjoying so much, you know, lose your youth, you become an old man. Then again, Devayani went to Shukracharya, saying, what have you done? He's my husband now. Now how can I enjoy with him now? He's become an old man now. Again, you make him young. And Shukracharya said, all right, if he gives his youth to one of his sons, then if he gives his old age to one of his sons and his son gives his youth, then he can enjoy. So first Jayati went to Jadu. And then he asked Jadu Maharaj, saying, oh, Jadu, give me your youth. Jadu said, why should I give my youth to you? You want to enjoy nicely, boga. I want to do bhajan. If you want to do bhajan, I'll give you my youth. I'm not giving you my youth, Jadu said. So then Jayati became very angry with his elder son, saying, oh, you're not listening to me. Then he went to Puru. He said, Puru, give me your youth. And Puru said, all right, you're my father. I'm your son. So immediately he gave his youth. And then he, Puru, got his old age. Then anyhow, Jayati, he enjoyed for so many years. And finally, then he became a little renounced. He left his kingdom then. This way he actually cursed Jayati, Jadu. He said, in your kingdom there will never be any kings. Although you are my eldest son, still the kingdom will not come from you. The kingdom will come from this line of kingship will continue from Puru, not from you. Therefore, we see the Pandavas, they came from Puru. And the Yadavas, they came from Jadu. Krishna was so happy with Jadu Maharaj that he did not even care for his father, that he appeared in his dynasty. That he had so much nishtha in the sadhan bhajan. Because we see, you know, Jadu was a very intelligent man. We see that when Krishna was about to leave Dwaraka, when Brahma, Indra, Shiva, they all appeared before Krishna and they said, now you must leave, Prabhu. Now we no need for you to stay any longer. So then this way Krishna said, all right, I will leave. That time Uddhav came. That time Krishna, he told Uddhav, Uddhav, I'll give you some instructions. First, you speak these instructions to Vidura, and then when you go to Badrinath, you speak to Maitreya Rishi, whatever instructions I'm giving you. So then the Uddhav Gita was spoken, 11th canto of Bhagavatam. There in Uddhav Gita, Krishna, he mentions that my ancestor, Jadu, once he came across one Avadut. This Avadut was who? It was Dattatreya. Dattatreya, as we know, he is the son of Anusuya Devi. No. Anusuya Devi, she was such a chaste lady that Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they said, you must give us some bhiksha naked. Then Anusuya said, oh, you want naked? Then you must become my sons, my babies. And then they became little children. And in this way, Vishnu Lakshmi herself, Parvati Devi herself, Saraswati Devi herself had to come and request that you please give her husbands back. And she gave her their husbands back. And in one form, their three sons, they remained as her three sons. So from Vishnu's Ansha, Dattatreya was born. And from Lord Shiva's Ansh, Durvasa Rishi was born. And from Brahma's Ansh, Chandrama was born. So one day, Jadu was in the forest. There he saw this Dattatreya. He was walking through the forest. So then he saw Dattatreya and Jadu was thinking, who is this man? He's naked, no clothes, nothing on, no clothes. And I'm king, I'm suffering so much. But here I'm seeing he's completely carefree, so happy. Who is he? So Jadu went and approached Dattatreya. Who are you? My dear sir, you tell me. So then Dattatreya said, I'm such and such personality. So then he said, how are you so happy? So then Dattatreya said, I have 24 Siksha Gurus, he said. From each of these Siksha Gurus, I have something to learn. Gurudev actually spoke this class when he was speaking on this Bhagavat Arka Marichimala. There he was saying, why Krishna chose to appear in Jadu's dynasty? Because Jadu, we see, he was such a noble personality he was. So then he asked him, who are your 24 Siksha Gurus? Then Dattatreya, he said, oh, the earth is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because so many people are doing so much nonsense on earth. Passing stool on earth. Like that day we heard, no. Arjuna, he went and he asked this stool, oh, you're the most useless person in this world. And the stool said, oh, I was so pure and clean, but having come into contact with these human beings, I've become like this. So everyone's always polluting Mother Earth. No, doing so many things like digging for oil, all these things. So he said, earth teaches tolerance. Therefore, I'm learning from earth tolerance, this quality of tolerance. And then he said, the trees are my Siksha Guru. Why? The trees, everything that the trees have for others, their fruits, leaves, their bark, their shade, everything. And even if you cut down the tree, it will not say anything. It will not ask for water, nothing. The mountains are my Siksha Guru, he said. Why? Because the mountain is, if you see, only sadhus reside in the mountains. The mountain is very grave. And also mountain likes sadhu sangha very much. The Himalayas, Giriraj, he likes sadhu sangha. He likes where sadhus are present. So mountain is my Siksha Guru, he said. Then he said, oh, air is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because air is completely detached. It carries sometimes a good fragrance, sometimes a foul odor, but still completely detached, purifying everything. He said, the sky is my Siksha Guru. The sky looks blue, but actually the sky has no color of its own. So he said, the sky is my Siksha Guru. Even the sky is detached like air. Then he said, oh, water is my Siksha Guru. Because by drinking water, automatically a person, he feels refreshed. So similarly, the association of a pure devotee is like that. In his association, automatically you'll feel refreshed. So water is my Siksha Guru, he said. Then he said, fire is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because whatever you put inside fire always remains pure. Even if you add all dirty things inside, it'll burn everything. So he said, fire is my Siksha Guru, like this, he said. Fire stays in one place, but gives his illumination everywhere. He said, the moon is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because the moon, it has 16 aspects. And according to the Sukla Paksha or the Krishna Paksha, sometimes it increases in size, sometimes it decreases in size. But actually the moon is the same. Similarly, Krishna, he is the same. Although he has so many manifestations, incarnations, expansions, still he remains the same like the moon. And then he said, the sun is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because you see, the sun, it seems the sun is taking birth and it's like leaving. But actually, the sun is always present in one place. Only it appears that it's like appearing over the eastern horizon and setting in the west. So similarly, Krishna is like that. It appears that he's taking birth and he's leaving this world. But actually, he's always present as he is. And the sun present in one place illuminates everything, like the fire. So Krishna is also like that. He said, the ocean is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because the ocean, if you see, there are so many waves in the ocean. Why? Because the ocean is very happy, always. Therefore, you see so many waves and tides in the ocean. And the ocean is also very grave. So therefore, this ocean is my Siksha Guru. Then he said, the python is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because the python stays in one place and doesn't ask anyone for any food. Any animal that comes on its own, it just swallows it. This is called Ajagar Vritti. Similarly, devotees, they follow this Ajagar Vritti. Means whatever comes according to their own karma record, they gracefully accept. They're only absorbed in their bhajan. Python is my Siksha Guru, he says. Then he says, the bumblebee is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because the bumblebee goes from one flower to another, collects honey, madhukari. Similarly, the devotee is also like that, like a madhukar. Goes from one flower to another, collects a little, little. Then he says that after the bumblebee, he says, the fish is my Siksha Guru. Why? Because the fish, how do they catch fish? If you put some worms on a hook, put inside the water, the fish has very greedy to taste it and then gets stuck in that hook. So similarly, we should be very careful to control our tongue. If we just eat here and there, then we'll get caught by Maya. Then he said, the moth is my Siksha Guru. How is the moth my Siksha Guru? Because wherever there's fire, the moth automatically goes inside. Similarly, for man, woman is like fire. Goes inside, you'll get burned. And for woman, man is like fire. Goes inside, she'll get burned. Similarly, this I've learned from the moth. Then he said, the elephant is my Siksha Guru. How is the elephant my Siksha Guru? Because how is the elephant caught? The she-elephant gradually catches the elephant and then leads him to a pit. Then the elephant falls into a pit and then gradually the elephant is made to starve for many days. And then gradually the she-elephant pulls the same elephant out of the pit and then he's chained. So the elephant is my Siksha Guru, he says. And then he said, the deer is my Siksha Guru. How is the deer my Siksha Guru? Because how is the deer caught? The hunter plays on his flute, sweet music. The deer listens, gets attracted and caught. Similarly, Prajalpa is like that. If you listen to Prajalpa, Parcharcha, Paraninda and all these things, criticizing others, gossip, then automatically we'll get caught by Maya in this way. And then he said, the snake is my Siksha Guru. How is the snake my Siksha Guru? Because the snake, if you see, is always attentive. It's always looking here and there. If anyone steps on a snake, immediately it'll bite. Similarly, the devotee, he's always attentive of his surroundings. He's always looking here and there that no Maya comes and catches him. And then he said, the pigeon is my Siksha Guru. So how is the pigeon my Siksha Guru? Because once, two pigeons were flying, husband and wife. And then they saw that their little babies were caught by a hunter. And then the she pigeon, she was thinking, oh, my children are going away. And then feeling so much separation, she fell to the ground unconscious. The hunter caught that pigeon. And then the he pigeon, he was thinking about his wife. And he also lost consciousness. He also fell to the ground. The hunter caught everyone. And he cooked everyone and he ate them. This I've learned from the pigeon, he said. Then he said, the spider is my Siksha Guru. Why? The spider creates a spider web from its saliva and then catches everything. And then what does it do? Again, it withdraws everything within itself. It swallows its own web that is created. He said. And then he said, the wasp is my Siksha Guru. Why? The wasp, before it was a grass worm. But the grass worm, thinking about the wasp so much, it loses its form and becomes a wasp. Similarly, when a pure devotee is so much absorbed in thinking about that particular Brajavasi you aspire to follow, no? This Krishna Smaram Janam Chasya, Prashtam Nija Samaitam, Tatat Katharatas Chaso, Kuryam Vasam Rajesada. When he's always thinking about one of the Brajavasi Jans, Ragatmik Jans, then he attains a form similar to that, Sarupya. So he said, the wasp is my Siksha Guru. And then he said, the baby is my Siksha Guru. Why? The baby is always carefree. He's naked, doesn't care for anything. Completely carefree. He's also very pure baby. So he said, the baby is my Siksha Guru. Then he said that the unmarried lady is my Siksha Guru. Why? Who is that unmarried lady? We see once that some people went to see an unmarried lady, her future in-laws. There was nothing to cook in her house. So she went begging. And then what did she do? She removed all her bangles and she started pounding on the rice. So similarly, a pure devotee is like that. he always removes all these bangles. Means he removes his Asat Sangha. Always aloof from Asat Sangha. Always present in Sadhu Sangha. So she is my Siksha Guru, he said. Then he said, the blacksmith is my Siksha Guru. Why? Once a marriage party was passing in front of the blacksmith. And then someone asked him, oh, have you seen this marriage party pass you by? He said, what are you talking about? I'm completely absorbed in my work. So then he said, I don't think about all these things. So similarly, pure devotee is like that. Only absorbed in his sadhan bhajan. What's happening in this world? Doesn't care about all these different things. War, famine, and all these things, no care. Only absorbed in his sadhan bhajan. And then he said, even this prostitute is my Siksha Guru. Like we see, no, Pingala. Pingala was always absorbed. She was always selling her body to other men. But then one day she realized, why am I selling my body to other men when this body is meant for Krishna's service? And she came to her senses and she started doing bhajan. So in this way, he had 24 Siksha Gurus. And Jadu, very intently he heard. So therefore, Jadu Maharaj is a pure devotee. Therefore, Krishna appeared in his dynasty. And if you see, why is Krishna not mentioned that he was born in Gokul? Because Sukadeva Goswami was thinking, Krishna is considered to be from the Jadu dynasty. Then even if he is with the gopis, then no problem. Or else some people may think that, oh, he is also a gop and the gopis are also from the same caste. Vaishya Jati. This is not proper. It means Krishna is enjoying with his cousins. So therefore, okay, Krishna is born in the Jadu dynasty. Sukadeva Goswami said. That way there's no connection between them. So this are the many reasons why Sukadeva Goswami, he mentions that Krishna is born in the Jadu dynasty, in the Yadava clan. So anyhow, we hear that what is the difference between this Gauravmai Sakya and Krishna's Braj Sakya? We see that gradually, if you see the gradation, the Sakyaras of Braj contains the Nishtha of Shantaras. Nishtha means unwavering faith, attachment in Krishna. So it has this Nishtha of Shantaras and it has this Mamata of Dasyaras, has this intimacy. So this way there's Shanta, Mamata, and then there's Vishramba Bhav, means intimacy. Means Krishna, he can even ride on the shoulders of his friend, and his friend can sit on the shoulders of Krishna. They can give each other's remnants. They're always playing with each other. But can Krishna do like this with Arjuna and the Pandavas who have Gauravmai Sakya? Although we see that Krishna has so much love for the Pandavas also, this cannot be denied. Like once during the Mahabharata, Karna, he released his Brahmastra. So then Krishna, he told all the Pandavas that when Karna is going to release his Brahmastra, all of you show your back to his Brahmastra. Don't face his Brahmastra, show your back to him. So then all the Pandavas, they showed their back to Karna's Brahmastra. So none of them were injured. But then Bhim said, I can never show my back. I'm not a coward, he said. I will face, he said. So then he immediately started facing Karna's Brahmastra. And anyhow, Krishna came and he himself covered Bhim and protected him from Karna's Brahmastra. Because Karna was also very powerful. Similarly, Krishna has so much love for the Pandavas. No. Once Bhim, he was so absorbed in killing Dushasana that he said, is there any warrior from both sides, Pandavas and the Kauravas, who can come and challenge me? And Arjuna said, what is he saying, Krishna? He's even challenging you. He's even challenging me. I'll go teach Bhim a lesson. And Arjuna immediately got down from his chariot to fight with Bhim. Then Krishna said, no, don't fight with him today. Today he has all the power of Narsingadev. Today even I cannot defeat him. Don't. You go back to the chariot, he said. You sit down, he said. And Arjuna went and he sat down. So you see, Krishna has so much love for the Pandavas also. But then we see when Krishna showed his Vishwarup to Arjuna, all the love that Arjuna had, he forgot. He started saying, oh, please forgive me. I called you Sakha. I called you Parthasarathi. I called you all these things. You please forgive me. He became completely bewildered. And only when Krishna showed his 200 form, then he came back to his senses. No, he has so much love. Like we see Arjuna is lying down on one side of the bed. Krishna is lying down on one side of the bed. And then Draupadi is massaging Arjuna's feet, and Rukmini and Satyabhama are massaging Krishna's feet in this way. And Naradrishi is seeing all this. But still, the Vishramba Sakyabhav of Braj, that is what captures Krishna. No. Like in Rupa Goswami is mentioned that once, Ujjwal Sakha, Arjun Sakha of Vrindavan, he was keeping his hand on Krishna's shoulder, and while Brahma and all the demigods were offering stavastutis to Krishna, Arjuna Sakha of Braj, he didn't care. He was just wiping the dust off Krishna's peacock feather. Saying, who are these demigods offering prayers to you this way? Who is this Chaumuha, four-headed personality? But Arjuna in Dwaraka, does he have this mood? In fact, when Naradrishi came and started glorifying him, he said, oh, Krishna actually cheated me. He's actually speaking about Sharanagati to me. He doesn't he know that I'm his eternal associate, but still he's giving these instructions of the Bhagavad Gita to me. So this way you see that his mood was also slackened by Aishwarya. But this way the Sakhas, their mood is never slackened. Their love for Krishna is always increasing at every moment. We see that even when Krishna left Braj and went to Mathura, the Sakhas were always staying in Matwan. They never left Matwan, only staying there their entire lives. In fact, Sridham was staying there in Vamsivat even after Krishna left for so many years, thousands of years. And only when Mahaprabhu came and Mahaprabhu gave him darshan as Krishna, only then Sridham went to Golok Vrindavan. So we see how much love he also has for Krishna. So the Sakhas of Braj, their love can never be, their love is incomparable, unprecedented. Therefore, we see that even Arjuna, why does Krishna like Arjun so much? Because this Arjun of Hastinapur, he reminds Krishna so much of the Arjun of Braj. Therefore, he likes this Arjun so much. Because he reminds him of the same Arjun of Braj, Vrindavan. So anyhow, we see that this is this Vishramba Sakyabhav of Golok Vrindavan. That Krishna is controlled by this Sakyabhav. No. In fact, sometimes when Krishna is late for cowherding, Madhumangal and all the Sakhas, they wake him up. Sometimes even they say, oh, Sala, he's sleeping so much time, wake up. And they're waking him up in this way. And they wake him up from the bed and they take him cowherding sometimes. And we see sometimes also, no, Krishna is with his Sakhas when Srimati Radhika looks at Krishna with a sidelong glance. No. This Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has said, no. Venum karan niparitam skalitam shikandam brashtam tap chapita vasanam rajarajasuno yashsa kataksasara gata vimuchitasya tam radhika paricharami kadarasena. That when Krishna just, when Srimati Radhika casts a sidelong glance on Krishna, his pitambar starts falling down. Then immediately he starts falling to the ground. Madhumangal catches him saying, what are you doing? Nanda and Yashoda are looking at you. You have no shame. Don't do like this. Then takes Krishna away. So even they have Mahabhav also, Madhumangal and Subal, Priya Narma Sakhas. So in this way, their love is so much more greater than the love that Arjuna and the Pandavas have. And we see that the Parakya Bhav of the Gopis, that Parakya Bhav of the Gopis, if you see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he has said the Parakya Bhav of the Gopis has four stages. He says there's Tarun, there's Kasai, there's Pakwa and Prapakwa. These four stages Parakya Bhav of the Gopis have. What is Tarun? Means the gopis were at Purvarag for Krishna. Before they met Krishna, they had this Tarun Bhav. And then there's Kasai. What is this Kasai? When the gopis wanted to meet with Krishna during the Raslila, their husbands, their fathers, their sons caught them. These sadhan siddha gopis. Therefore, there was some Kasai inside them. What is this Kasai? Not just like pap or punya. This Kasai was that they previously had some association with their husbands. So then, when in their meditation, in their dhyan, this Krishna appeared and he embraced them. Then this impurity went away. And then there's prapakwa. Pakwa. What is pakwa? When the gopis met Krishna at the Rastali, this is called pakwa parakya bhav. And then there's prapakwa parakya bhav. What is this prapakwa parakya bhav? When Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance and again he reappeared, then their parakya bhav increased even more. Because this is prem, no? Even though there are so many causes of disturbance, still it's always increasing. No. That is prem. Sarvata dhansa rahitam yadapi dhansa karane yad bhava bandhana, you know, sa prema parikirtita. That every, even though there are obstacles at every moment, still prem never reduces, decreases, always increasing in this way. So this is called samartha rati. This rati can control Krishna. And even this samartha rati has tadiya bhav and madhya bhav. Tadiya bhav is I am his and madhya bhav is Krishna's mine. Srimati Radhika has this madhya bhav, which is characterized by Madanakya Mahabhav. This mood controls Krishna so much. This is called Swadhin Ratrika. Like all these different moods that Rupa Goswami has described, that he describes, you know, the Khandita Naika, Virahita, Vipralabda, Virod Kantita, Proshit Bhatrika, Swadhin Ratrika. All these different bhavs, are they present in the Dwaraka Mahishis? Dwaraka Mahishis don't have all these bhavs. They may have some bhava proshit bhatrika, means when Krishna is away for some time in Hastinapur. But all the other bhavs only the Vrajadevis have. Therefore, the love the Dwaraka Mahishis have is called samanjasa. Means it's not as pure as what the Rajagopis have, which is parakya bhav. So in this way, anyhow, that topic is like an endless ocean. And since we're running out of time, still Krishna is, what is the speciality of Krishna being Brajendranandan Shamsundar? As Vrajendranandan Shamsundar, we see Krishna is always present in his eternally youthful form. What is that? Shameva param rupam ad puri madhupuri vara. Shameva param rupam puri madhupuri vara vaya kaishoraka deyam. There it said, vaya kaishoraka deyam adeva parorasa. That this form of Sham, as in his Kaishor form, Brajendranandan Sham Sundar, where he's present in Puri Madhupuri Vara, means not just Mathura. Vara means topmost abode of Mathura, which is that Vrajdham. Present there, served in this Adyaiva Paroras. He is Brajendranandan Sham Sundar. When Raghupati Upadhyay said this, Mahaprabhu was so happy. So in this way, we see that the Gaudiyas, they are also Panchopasaks. Normally we hear that we are not Panchopasaks. We don't worship Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Mahesh, Ganesh. But still we are also Panchopasaks. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says. Why? Because we worship five forms of Krishna. What are they? We worship Guru Krishna. Guru in his form Ashray Bhagwan as Sri Krishna. We worship Gaur Krishna, Mahaprabhu and Krishna. We worship Nam Krishna. We worship Bhagavat Krishna. And we worship Radha Krishna. Therefore we are also Panchopasaks. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has said. So in this way we see that all these features of Krishna, they culminate only in the Gaudiya line. And therefore, the Gaudiya Vaishnav should be so proud that they are in this Rupanug line, worshipping Krishna in this form. Not just Krishna alone, but along with Srimati Radhika. You see, all this tattva has been described by Gurudev in Ras Panchadhyayi. All this tattva he has given in there in Ras Panchadhyayi. Everything, A to Z, everything is given. In Ras Panchadhyayi, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he has written a foreword. There he has said, gradually first, there is a stage of sanshay, means one has doubt about God. Then he comes to the stage of nastik, means one is like an agnostic. He has some conception, but he's still an atheist. And then one comes to the stage of nirgun, means he thinks Krishna is impersonal. And then one comes to the stage of cleave. Cleave means Krishna is like neutral gender. He has no power. And then one comes to the stage of purush, means Krishna is the supreme personality. And then one comes to the stage of mithun. Mithun means Krishna, he also has a potency. Either like Lakshmi Narayan, Ram Sita, or Radha Krishna. And then one comes to Swakiya Bhav, which is Rukmini Krishna Satyabhama. And then one comes to Parakya Bhav, Jar Bhav, Radha and Krishna. All this has been explained there in Ras Panchadhyayi by Gurudev. So therefore we are so lucky to be in this line and so lucky to be under the guidance of his near and dear ones who are giving us the opportunity to do, to remember all these teachings of Srila Gurudev and hopefully make progress in this line that Gurudev has shown us. Vanchakalpataru Vesha Kripasundhe Vesha Vittanam Pavani Deva Vishnu Deva Namo.
Same question. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Bilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripasindu Vyayavacha Patita Nam Pavanivyo Vaishna Vibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadigora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So now I understand why Prabhuji asked that first question. What's the difference between Sakya Rasa in Dwarka and Sakya Rasa in Vrindavan, or in Vrindavan, in Braj? And then what's the difference between Parakya and Swakya? Because now the follow-up question is like, then why Krishna left Vrindavan and coming to Mathura like this? Because if we compare, then we see, and that's the conclusion, they're inferior. Like I used to wonder, because sometimes we hear, in Vaikuntha, there's only two anihaf rasa. And I always wonder, like, what is this two anihaf rasa in Vaikuntha? So then it says that, oh, there's Shanta and Dasya. And what's the one half? He said, the Sakya rasa is one half. And I always wonder, what is that half Sakya Rasa there? So until I read one reply of one letter to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he actually explained in one letter that there's in Sakya Rasa, there's two kinds. Like the higher Sakya and the lower Sakya. The higher Sakya is the upper half, and the lower Sakya is the other half. In Vaikuntha, they have the lower half. What is that? This Gaurav Mayi Sakya. This Sakya, with when you say Gaurav, like means respect, like full of respect. So there's two kinds of Sakya. One, friendship in adoration, like with respect. And there's friendship with intimacy. Friendship, like there's equality. So therefore, in Vaikuntha, some friendship is there, but it's actually out of adoration. There's still that awe and reverence like this. But in Braj, there's actually that equality. Or like we can see in the Sakas, you know, they can play and they're equal. Krishna is sometimes defeated. And Krishna would have to carry his cowherd friends. This, the in Vaikuntha, they cannot even imagine like this. Definitely it's inferior. As far as Madhurya Rasa, when we talk about Swakya and Parakya, what's the main difference really? In Parakya, there's no boundary. When we talk about Prem, we know the definition of Prem is when there's all the reasons for breaking that love. It's all there, but this love only continues to grow more. That's how Prem is defined. But when in Swakya, in married love, there's not much all this opposition. They're married like this. Of course, their love is so much. But then in Parakya, there's so much opposition is there, but that love never breaks. It only goes more and more. That's why Parakya is so much greater than in Swakya. So much adventure also, like this. So there's no limit. And so in Braj, this type of Madhurya, this type of Rasa is there. So then now question is, why Krishna leaving Braj and going to Mathura? Also, what is speciality of Nanda Nandan? And I would say the speciality is Nanda Nandan has Radharani. That's the only speciality. Because like really we say all expansion of Bhagavan is Purna. But you know Radharani is the complete Shakti. Where only really is Purna Tam only when he's with Radharani. Like this. So in Dwarka, Radharani is not there. Of course, a partial manifestation of Radharani is there. Like this. So therefore, that Krishna is not like full manifesting power like this. So then, why Krishna leaving Mathura? I mean, leaving Braj to Dwarka. But we know he never leaves. That's the main thing. He never leaves. But in this Prakat Lila, then we can see, there is this thing that he's leaving. But even our Guruvaga has all their explanation to reconcile that actually he did not leave. Like we know when Krishna was brought and Baladev was brought out of Braj by Akrur, when they reached Batrol, then who actually went out there? That's now the Mathuresh Krishna like this. But for the ordinary people, then we see, Krishna leaving Braj and going to Mathura. And there's a reason for that, really. It's not that because in Braj, Krishna is not satisfied. Rather, Krishna wants to show to the world, like what Mahaprabhu wants to show. What is that? Mahaprabhu wants to know how great the love of Radharani is. Shri Radhaya Pranamaya Mahima. What is the limit of Radharani's love? Like this. And so then, therefore, he's showing, can I find this kind of love somewhere else? So then he going to Mathura. Never. Like there in Mathura, he's crying. He's only remembering Radharani and like this. And so then he's showing, there's nothing like Braj. He's going to Braj, and this is to show to the world that, there's nothing like Braj anywhere. He's going Mathura, he's going Dwarka, he's marrying 16,108 queens. And he said the only reason why they're marrying him, they're marrying them, these princesses or these queens, is because they're reminded of the gopis, the reminding them of Radharani. But even then, that Krishna is not satisfied. And therefore, at night, he's crying and calling, Lalite, Vishake, Radhe, and like this. So this is why the actual reason why Krishna leaving Braj, not because he's not satisfied in Braj, but actually to show the world the glories of Braj. And really, this is the reason why Krishna appeared in this world. He said, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Manushya Deha Ashritam. He's taking this form like you, ordinary human. He's taking birth. He's doing like any human being. He said, Bhajate Tadishikrida. He's accepting these pastimes. Why? Yashutta Tatparo Bhavet. Because those, by hearing these pastimes, then one becomes dedicated to him. Like this. And so especially when we hear about his pastimes in Braj, and actually the glories of those residents in Braj, then we can we become inspired. Oh, we want to be dedicated like them. We want to be, our lives will be dedicated to Krishna. There's no other best example of best dedication other than the Braja Gopis. And of course, Srimati Radharani, like this. So in this way, Krishna performing all these pastimes, actually this is, he said, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, his mercy to the devotees. So in this time of Janmashtami, then we are remembering all these things. Vaishnavas will explain some more. Vancha kalpa taravyascha kipaha sindhu vyevacha patitanam pavani vaishnavam.
Jnanatimirandhasya gananjana salakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha vancha kalpataruhasya kripa sindubhaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namaha vadanaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurati se namaha jai rupa sanatan bhatta raghunath srijivi gopal bhatta das raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhunityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparsad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Jeev ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Kari Nrisingha Dev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishvarata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai, Prajamandal Dham ki jai, Prajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Brajeshwari Madheshwari Praneshwari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Braj Devi Gan ki jai, Krishna Janmashtami Mangala Divas Tithi ki jai, Jai Mangala Divas Tithi Paranakari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bho. Now is Chaturmasya in Brajamandal. Sihari Shayan, 4 month Sihari resting for his game. Where his game? Sekarmi Gyani Yogis near, not possible resting. They are very restless. They are all time disturbing. They are disturbed, they are disturbing. Bhaktas are happy. They have no wants, no desire. Therefore, they are all time cool. So Krishna thinking, I am inside this all karmi gyani yogi, bhogis. Now I am going bhaktas near. He watching, looking everywhere, looking many types of bhakta. Many desire, fulfilling for they doing tapasya austerity. But God happiness for no, like he started hearing. Krishna, I am your, but you are not mine. Parents are telling, I am your, you are serving continue me, but I am not serving in you. This mentality. So now, anybody is telling Krishna is mine, then continue serving him. So now Krishna looking, who has desire serving me? One time, Krishna checking for, testing for 5 Pandavas and Draupadi Jyotis, he is gone for some tour. Sometime Krishna taking on dear friends with his going tour and travels. Jungle, forest, lake, hill station, many places going. Today Krishna gone on Rishi ashram. Looking at ashram, very nice. Going and then you are feeling it well, man, it's very sweet, nectarful. Ashram, weather. And also energy coming, lot of. Pandava saying, Krishna, really you know everything. This ashram, how is this best ashram? Here came and all like clean. All our mind, heart, soul, everything clean and lot of energy. Happiness come, unlimited. Krishna say, yes, very nice ashram. Everyone sadhu doing bhajan, rishi. He is now gone. Morning time, he is going samadhi. Where? Inside water. Out of water, then many spider. But inside water, no spider. Then no enemy. No attacking. He inside water is sitting, he know, jalastambham. He there doing tapasya. Evening time is coming. After sunset. And he has ashram, night time, also he is here. That time nobody disturbing, he doing sadhana. 24 hours, he only doing sadhana. Then they are looking ashram, very nice ashram. Krishna telling, don't touch anything. Don't disturbing. Otherwise, big problem coming. You going anywhere, you looking anything, you taking and touching anything, that means you are like this greedy person, yeah, you are ego, you are independent. Now Krishna looking and Arjuna, Bhima, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir, everywhere they're going and looking this ashram and offering pranam, praying there, very nice. There is looking one tree has good mango, only one, very nice, very very color, good smell and ripe mango. That time Bhim is Dapur Shankha, his big belly, he's taking this mango. Now taking Krishna looking, hey, Why are you touching this mango? Why taking this mango? This rishi is for growing every one mango. He is evening time, this one is offering and he is eating. He is not taking other things. Why are you stealing this? Your fire not cooling in you, not stopping. Why not you telling me? Now this mango, sending back in tree. So how possible this? I already pulling and taking, collecting. Now how going in tree? Say yes, going. Your mind is clean, heart is clean, and you has any other hidden desire, openly you telling, then will be clean, then going. Asking Yudhishthir, Yudhishthir saying everything, what he has desire. Arjun near asking, Arjun telling. Bhim is telling, childhood I am very disturbed for this hunger fire. I can control. Also I can control my senses. Everybody, everything telling, but mango not gone back. Now came Draupadi is near. Draupadi, you telling, what is your desire? Draupadi very shy. She's hiding. She is covering face and hiding. She cannot tell anything. Arjuna saying, evening time. Krishna saying, evening, now I see coming back and giving cards, and everybody will be stone forever. Other burn. Rishi ashram, you came, you are stealing, you are thief. Why are you doing like this? Then Bhim saying, Draupadi for a telling, what you desire. Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir, he not telling. Then Krishna saying, hey, you not telling, then you lost your five husband. You lost yourself also. Also myself is problem coming. Then all are saying, okay, nobody disturbing in you. Nobody give punishment. You telling. Then Draupadi saying, I have five husbands, I'm very happy. But I like Karna also. Six husbands, then I'm more happy. And mango is gone back, tree, bas. Then Arjuna taking Gandiv and Bhim taking Goda, killing in you. Then Krishna saying, this is lady's nature. Never happy with this one. Two, three, four, no happy. More need, more wants. Their nature. Now openly Krishna open, front of market. Money, all husband front of. Anybody is not clean, they have a lot of desire, then Krishna not resting there. Why? Fire brigade. House, firehouse. How can cool? How can sleep resting? The restless person, their heart has many bugs and worms, many other animals, male, females, many things for room. They are not Krishna's for room. Krishna say, 4 months, I am going these bhaktas near, I am resting there. Govinda Vaishnava Hridaya Sada Govinda Vishram. Govinda Kahenamama Vaishnava Paran. Pratijanme Koriyasa Charanera Dhuli. What saying? Bhavadvida Bhagavata Tirthibhuta Swayang Prabhu. Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Santastena Gadabhrita. Where is God staying? Any places is cool, clean, fresh, green, complete. There is Krishna's resting. So Krishna came, Brajdham, where? In Yashoda Mata's near. Not Devaki's room. Devaki Vasudev near, he appears. Chaturbhuj, why he is promised? They are doing lot of austerity. Until before 10 years, Krishna appears, after 10 years, 20 years, continue. But Yashoda Mata, she is serving all Rishi, Maharshi, Brahmashi, Tapashi, Rajashi, Brahmin, Brajavasi. She is continue serving. Her service for everybody happy and pleased and giving his boon. Her heart has complete clean and cool. This side, Devaki, she is also clean. She has no desire. Only she is within Vasudev Maharaj in jail. Never feeling is any pain and problems. No thinking for water and food stuff. No cloth, no bath. No bathing for, no giving chance. Handcuff, legs as tying, giving chest as lot of stone. How is this life? But not disturbed. All time remembering God. And other side, Yashoda Mata, she is 24 hours serving Maharshi Durvasa, time to time coming. Sandil Rishi, Bhagudi Rishi, Parasar, Dattatreya, Jagyavalka, any Rishi Maharshi not going other way, only coming Narada Rishi, only coming Brajdham. Now these are cars, but these cars are not working in Brajdham. Coming in Brajdham, everybody coming. Krishna also thinking, my bhaktas are anywhere, Anugraha Bhaktanam, just now hearing. Bhaktas, where is bhaktas? Where? Then Krishna, looking, watching, and Krishna finding. Then Krishna asking Narada Rishi, where are you going? And why are you happy, feeling well? Krishna says, Prabhu, why are you asking me? I am going Dwarkapuri. I am coming sometime. Yang niloke vatupuri bhaga. Lokam punanam manavijanti. Jesam grihanam vasatiti sakshat. Gulam prabrahma manushyalingam. You are prabrahma. Now you complete stay at in Hastinapuri. Kauravas, Pandavas near. Jadavas near. I am your darshan for going there. Krishna says, no. You hiding. You very, very clever. You are not staying there forever. Say, yes, I am forever staying in Narada Kunda, Bank of Govardhan. Say, there, many bhakta devotees, feet dust is flying and coming my head, cooling me. I am remembering them. There I am very peaceful. I never restless. I am very happy. Krishna says, okay, I am sometime going with you. Krishna saying, I am also, I have desire, I am going with you, bhakta darshan for. Then Krishna with the Narada Rishi, two small baby, orphan baby, like wearing dress, what? Broken cloth, no shirt, no any other things. They are came where? Brajabhumi. Where Brajabhumi? Nearby Pavan Sarovar. Then looking, Brajavasis are bathing. They are also Nandasuda there. Also many others. Nanda Yashoda Mata, all children are giving new cloth, turban, and dress, and taking room, house, and giving all our prasadam, and all our everything. These two boys are looking, Yashoda Mata, bathing, dressing, tilak, after calling, bringing, giving prasadam foods, after resting for giving room. Then Krishna says, million crore life, I am never resting. Restless persons near, how can resting? Dwarkapuri, no resting for room. All time, Satyabhama has desire, Rukmini has desire. Many others has desire, disease. This disease has no any treatment. Disease for giving this chloroform, giving this injection, anesthesia, then disease going, Any medicine now, scientists are, doctors are arranging. This desire is removed for pagal, crazy person, mad. They have also many desire. Everybody's. Krishna is surprised. Krishna came in this Brajadham. Krishna then telling Narada, this is near. You giving me mantra diksha? Say, why? I like this Brajadham. I am forever will be in Brajadham. I am staying in Brajadham. Only Yashoda Mata is near. Why? Her heart is very clean and cool. She is never thinking. He is another brother, like Nanda Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda. They have children. Yashoda Mata has no children. She no like children. She like everybody, all soul, not one. Then Krishna say, okay, I will be this Yashoda Mata's beloved son. She accepting me. Now this is say, I don't know. This is not is my warranty, guarantee. She never accepting anybody. Lord Narayan came many time. Srihari came. Brahma, Shiva came. She not accepting anybody's. She is neutral. She is serving everybody's. But she say, like Atri, Anusuya, Niyar, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh came. They have become son, children, forever. But she cannot accept it. They are gone already. Yattatira gone, Durvasa gone, Chandra gone. She has no care. You come, you go, no problem. Why? No arrested. No adapts. Now, Krishna Naradishi giving this called Gopal Mantra. Chanting this mantra, then Gopa, Gopi, Gopal, Gokul, for you are getting this benediction. Meanings, everybody then like you. Then Gopal chanting Gopal Mantra. Before his name not Gopal. Gopa families came. Here is he get birth. Then his name Gopal. His name Govinda. His name many. Before his name Murari. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. Enatha Narayana Vasudeva. But not Gopal. His name is Govardhana Dhari. Telling Govardhana Dharam Bandhi. Gopala Gopurupinam, Gokula Usvamishanam, Govindam Gopika Priyam. Before he not Gopika Priya. Anybody Yashoda Mata's near present and Gopa, then all Gopis are like. Gopis are never like in the Narayan. No like Ram. Say Ram. Glorify Ram how? Are you one lady? Very nice one came. Rama's near, Rama giving order, Lakshman, cutting nose and ear. She has love for Ram, Lord. What is problem for him? All soul like this pure soul, came his pure soul near, and pure soul cutting nose and ear. How is this? Why he afraid? What is fear? Why? How he are God, Lord, Gopis are teasing and insulting. Meanings you are not God. You are not good. Anybody came, took shelter, you accepting? But Krishna is near. Krishna is... any other Swarupitis came, Brajavasi is near, they accepting? Never. Narayan, accepting Narayan, Nishingadev. Our beloved Gurudev was saying, anybody wearing Nishingakabas? Say, who are you wearing? Anybody wearing ring? Yeah, any other things, is looking, pulling, breaking and throwing. Anybody in wristwatch, then look at him. Why? Why are you dividing? Why not you, Ananya? This Gopi is near Krishna coming for Naradishi with his million crore lifetime, he is doing tapasya. Not too easy. Krishna's near coming in this Brajadham. to these brothers, here is Krishna possible, drinking and resting. Other, no other places. Therefore, he is Jagannath Puri. He is, after Rajatra, telling Harishayan, giving announcement, 4 months, I am now sleeping. No, no, I am staying here more. Eh? But where? Staying is Jagannath Puri in temple? Say, Baba, no, I am not staying in temple. Here Rukmini, here is Dau Bhaiya, and here is other one, Subhadra, Lakshmi, Bimala, Kamala, Amala, many, many, I can stay here. I am going, I am looking. So he is this Brajadham. And Brajavasis are what doing? Krishna present, or no present. They are following Krishna's all program. His Janmashtami program, his Gandharaka. Then they are following, or no? Jasdamata following, or no? Brajavasis following, or no? Vrishamanu Maharaj, everything following, or no? They don't know Krishna is not here. Krishna forever present. They know Krishna is gone only some business for now soon coming. Just now he's gone, just now coming. Forest going and coming back. But gopis has not also this idea. So these things understanding, this is called Parokya Rasa. Sakya has no like this understanding. Sakya has possible doubt. Parokya has never doubt. Anywhere little bit is doubt, that things is not is clean. So this Parokya, no relation but all relation. No like any friendship, but is my all are all in all. These things like any Guruji and anybody taking Diksha, then called disciples. But without Diksha, without any things, he following complete everything, that love never breaking, that relation never breaking. Relation, then affection, connection, attraction, but this is possible sometimes breaking. But Parokya Rasa has no broken. There, Gurudev explaining this. Vyatita bhavana vartma yat syamatkara bharabhu ridhi sattu jale balam satati sa rasamato unnata ujjala rasa. This rasa non-stop. Toile dharabhat. Continue. And continue. That things not dropping also. All time flow. This Parokya has this flow, unlimited. They are no independent, no desire also. Only desire for Krishna Seva Vasana. Krishna Sukha Vasana. Sukhar Charja Uttara, Prem Seva Uttara. No Sukh, own happiness for no. Prem Seva Uttara. So this pure love and affection for Krishna, Brajadham is come. Resting for him. But here he came. And he continue, Brajavasis, all service with his. Like tomorrow, this Janmashtami program. So today is Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. His Bhaktas are calling. Mangala Divas Kirtan for. Bhaktas are starting Kirtan. Complete day, night, the dancing and singing. What? All Brajavasi or Brajalila. Somebody, Siddham, Sundam, Damur, Siddham, Stokrishna, Subal, Madhumangal, Ujjal people. Mahaprabhu telling Bhavananda Rai, he is Nanda Baba. After Sikkimaiti, sister, Madhavi Devi. Sometime, this Murari Mahiti. Sometime telling, oh, Gopinath, Baninath. All bhaktas, Mahaprabhu giving name and surname. Also, this Shakti power is there at time. Then Rai Bhavananda, now is Nanda Baba. Bas is Nanda Baba, all power is come. He is now, as it is like Nanda Baba. He is in house, 5 son, big rich, all things he is distributing. Everything, his cloth, turban, everything he is distributing. and also starting this Vatsalya service, respecting everybody, Brahmins worshipping. So Mahaprabhu, this sometime Kashi Mishra, Sarvam Pandit, they are for telling you Vishwanu Maharaj. Bas, how is serving? This Brajavasis Anurag not is present, then his people independent, that ego and desire with is they're running everywhere, then nothing is coming. So Mahaprabhu saying, Seva Sadhakarupeno, no, Tadbhava Lipsuna, Karjam Brajaloko Anusarato, Tadbhava Lipsuna. Same Brajavasis Niyaris will be present in their mood, how they are serving, continue forever, praying and begging, life to life, that mood for Krishna like these things. Therefore, Krishna, Nandosab, for happy, no Vasudevus. Vasudeva Maharaj, Krishna Bhardev following in jail after his comeback and following, sending Krishna Ujjain. Go Ujjain, we'll learn it. Look, okay, Brahmin thread giving. He is thinking politics. He is thinking Krishna learning will be qualified. Krishna is foolish person. That's why telling Krishna, you are God, you are Lord, you are this and that. Look, in jail, how much praying he is. But now, what is he? Baba, go to school. You are 10 years in cows, which is gone is jungle, forest, foolish number one, nothing you have, no etiquette, nothing. Now go to school, you learning. But before in our Kesavrata, Krishna is opening school in jungle. There he is teaching everything. Everybody is. But Vasudeva Maharaj, this school is came? Possible? He learning anything? How? Therefore, the thinking. But Brajavasis are what thinking? This Brajarasa, which is floating, they have no time. So this, tomorrow, Nanda Baba, Yashodamata is near, Brajavasi is near breaking. Life to life, when that day coming, when all our heart will be like this, Brajarasa it is, full of, floating, then is Krishna is coming and Krishna appears, and Krishna is happy will be. So now, tomorrow, morning time, after Mangal Arati, I don't know Mangal Arati coming or no, all our bed is, there is snoring, there is Mangal Arati. Long time I am not telling anything, so I am making offense then. Therefore, Mahabhagavat, Guru Varga Acharya, by good luck they come in this Brajadham, I am disobey them and then I am lost my life. Therefore, I can tell. Now, possible, impossible, possible, but possible then morning, Mangal Arati time will be temple room. Then after Mangal Arati, then Krishna's near is Guru Varga, some praying. Before also in Mathura, anywhere, so this prayer is possible. And then after prayer, then is little Kirtan and Harikatha starting. After next Yajna, after Yajna, then next, Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody, little bit is 10 canto reading and offering Pushpanjali. So all are serial by making list. Everybody continue evening. Midway some Bograg Arati, but this is going continue. Why Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna Janma Lila, he is explaining. Gopal Champu, Vishnu Puran, Harivamsa Puran, many, many places, many, many things. But Krishna like too much this Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyhow, this is running, then is good. Everything. But early morning, all are will be present, this is good. Are no coming, horrible. Why Nityalila Rasamaya? You are anywhere, there is you happy, but this happiness is not continue running. Tomorrow, possible then I am explaining Krishna's why he is come and what his causes. Now he is stopping. Why many service now? Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.
Come out here.